And now a comment on a comic impression of former President George H.W. Bush.
Feel like going jogging tonight. In the nude.
That's Dana Carvey. On Saturday Night Live, Carvey's impression of Bush exaggerated personal tics of the one-term president, such as his tendency to shun personal pronouns and definite articles.
Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Carvey revealed that to impersonate Bush 41, quote, you start out with Mr. Rogers and then you add a little John Wayne.
You know, it's been a while since I talked to you. Let me tell you, it's been a good summer up there in the Bush family compound up there in Kennebunkport Bay, that whole area up there, up in that speedboat going round and round doing loop-de-loops. Did some fishing. Didn't catch any. Not the point. No, sir. Got out there on that water. Got in that relaxation mode. Recharged the batteries.
Carvey borrowed phrases that underscored the patrician upbringing of the president. Some of those lines happened to be written by fellow SNL writer and future U.S. Senator Al Franken.
And Bush, for his part, took the ribbing in stride. He even appeared in a Saturday Night Live cameo alongside Carvey.
1,000 points of light still operating, coming in from all those areas. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Dana, George Bush here. I'm watching you do your impression of me, and I gotta say, it's nothing like me. Bears no resemblance. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I think it's a fair impression.
Don't see it.
You don't?
It's totally exaggerated. Not me, those crazy hand gestures. The pointing thing, I don't do them. And also, na-ga-da, never said it.
After Bush left office, the pair kept in touch. When Carvey heard the president had died, he wrote about their relationship.
That's right. He wrote, it was an honor and a privilege to know and spend time with George H.W. Bush for over 25 years. When I think of those times, what I remember most is how hard we would laugh. I will miss my friend.